Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today is Sunday, June 26th, and we have a very special guest today. His name is Richard Lynch, and Richard is an American country music artist who has compiled a long list of country hits and chart toppers in the world of traditional country music. The sounds of Richard Lynch are reminiscent of the classics that started it all, the same passion and raw truth that has fueled the likes of Conway Twitty, Keith Whitley, Waylon Jennings, George Jones, and Hank Williams is sewn into the fabric of Richard Lynch. So I'd like to welcome in Mr. Lynch. Hi, how are you, Richard? Hello, are you there? Hi, Richard, are you with us? Well, hopefully Richard will join us very soon. Hi, Richard, are you with us? Oh. Well, let's see if we can get Mr. Lynch back. Hi, Richard,
Hello?
Are you there?
Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard. How are you? This is Catherine with Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm doing good. I had my other phone there, and I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, apparently. So had a disconnect there. Sorry about that.
Oh, my gosh. Not a problem. Thank you so much for calling back in.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. It's an absolute pleasure.
Well, thank you. We just love our music, and we love to talk with folks that enjoy real country music. So thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh, it's such a pleasure. I work with Michael Stover often with his artists, and it's just always so nice to meet everyone and talk to the different artists. So welcome.
Thank you. Michael's been good for us, and he's really helped us immensely here lately. And the interest in traditional country music has been overwhelming. We're so appreciative that and thankful that people really are enjoying and getting to know our music, and it's been a great experience to be around people that love that traditional sound.
I love it too, and I think it's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
So how did you get started, and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started? That would be awesome.
Well, I'm a second generation of this country music thing. My dad, his name was Woody Lynch, and he was quite an established guitar picker, singer, played with a lot of folks like Bobby Bear and Glenn Campbell and the Osborne Brothers, to name a few. And so I was born and raised in an old farmhouse, and every day when I get out of bed, I hear that good country music on the radio. And then, I realized at a young age my dad was pretty daggone extraordinary, and, I was fortunate enough to be around that a lot. He taught me how to play the guitar and sing, and so at a young age I was involved in the music industry from that point. And by the time I was 8 years old, my dad got me on the stage with him and sang, and I was bit right then by the country music bug. It's just something that I love to do and wanted to do, and to this day I'm still doing it. And so that's just something that I'm second generation of it and very proud of it.
As well you should be. That is fantastic. So you mentioned you play the guitar. Do you play other instruments as well, Richard?
Well, I play a few other instruments, but my real good thing that I really enjoy doing is playing acoustic guitar and some rhythm guitar and singing, and it gives me a chance to, I can write tunes and that kind of thing. But something that I mainly just do is the acoustic guitar and then sing when we're doing our shows and so forth. But that's just something my dad did, something that I do, and, that's the direction I like to go.
That is fantastic. So do you get to travel a lot with your family and your band and everything?
You know, it's amazing. We have really traveled the last 6 months, especially. We've really had a lot of opportunities. Just playing from, you know, Texas and in Michigan and Iowa and states on and on and on. We live in southwestern Ohio. We have a farm here, and of course we always played the, you know, the regional Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana area. But mm-hmm. it seems like our music has really blossomed, and we've been had enough opportunities, a lot of opportunities around the country to do our music, and it's just keeps evolving and growing, and we're so thankful for it.
Isn't that fun? And then, I mean, as I was talking to a gentleman yesterday on my show, I don't know if you know him or heard of him, his name is Ed Roman. He works with Michael Stover as well, and a couple other artists I talked to a few months ago, and they were saying, like, country music is just so amazing, and then when you get to really get outside of your comfort zone and mm-hmm. play places, especially like I heard Texas, like, wow, there's just a ton of country music places to play and have fun, and the fans down there just can't get enough.
You know, that's exactly right. And the folks there in Texas, they really have a appreciation for, you know, their Texas music. They love to dance and two-step and all the Western dances, and they really have an amazing appreciation for, you know, the traditional sound of the country music industry. And it's been an absolute joy to get down there and to play with them people and to be around those people that, you know, love that type of sound, because it's right in my wheelhouse. It's just a lot of fun.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. So which famous musicians do you admire the most?
Well, I have a major appreciation for a lot of them, but my absolute favorite would have to be two people. If you couldn't really split it down the middle. Both of them have been a huge influence on me. Mr. Conway Twitty was always a major influence on me, and a guy by the name of Keith Whitley. I just absolutely love their music. I love their style. I love their, you know, their sincere, heartfelt, genuine, from the heart country music songs, and something that's always touched my heart, and I always wanted to, you know, try to sound similar or have a different type of feel, but always have that that good connection with those people. I just love their style.
Absolutely. So do you ever get nervous when you get up there on stage?
Well, you know, I get asked that occasionally. You know, I guess occasionally it might stir me a little bit, but for the most part, I've just been doing it so long, I really enjoy doing it, and, you know, I've gotten comfortable, and I've gotten to where, you know, it's fun for me, and that's not to say that it's, you know, if we did a Grand Ole Opry show or something like that, it might get a little nervous. But at this point in time, I really enjoy doing it. I don't really get nervous. It's something I just love to do.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. What would you tell someone maybe starting out in the business? Like, what advice have you gotten from people that really stuck with you throughout the years? And then my follow-up question to that would be, what advice would you give someone maybe just starting out in the business? Because I know it's highly competitive, correct?
Oh, very much so. Well, my best advice is something that my dad told me. He said, you know, just be yourself. Get out there and you know that you can deliver a song, find a song that fits with you, that you know, you don't struggle with. A lot of folks tend to do things that they maybe shouldn't necessarily try to. And, you know, you got to be genuine. You got to feel your passion. But you also got to know what your limitations are. Not everybody can sing Vince Gill. Not everybody can be like that. So once you learn that and learn, get comfortable with your own self, my advice is just stay true to your heart. Keep doing what you love to do, and, you know, just keep on giving it to them, and eventually we'll prove positive. But, you know, just keep doing it, and sooner or later you're going to get some success, and you're going to get the right direction, and the next thing you know, you're on your way. You're doing stuff that you love to do.
Oh, that's great. I love to hear that. That's fantastic. That is awesome. So what are your plans for the rest of 2016? It sounds like you are pretty busy with everything, which is absolutely fantastic.
We are. We have just about got the rest of the year sewed up. There's just a couple of a handful of dates that we don't have locked in this year. But it's our intentions to try to get back into the studio, you know, later this on this year or possibly early next, and get our next album in the can and recorded. Right now we're considering different tunes. You know, I mentioned earlier that I like writing songs, but I also like being around certain folks that can, you know, get me a great tune from other artists out there, other writers that's been in the industry for a long time. We're fortunate enough to play with Leona Williams, which was married to Merle Haggard for quite a while. And
oh,
we played with
God.
Her last night. And,
wow.
You know, it was so fun. And she said, Richard, I've got some songs I think that fits you. And just, so, you know, it's nice to be able to talk to people like that and can kind of pitch you good songs and make sure that your momentum stays up and your momentum is doing well. And just have enough sense to hear that song that connects with you. That's so important.
It is, isn't it? Oh, that must have been amazing and so much fun.
She is wonderful, and her son, Ron Williams, has been in the business, of course, with her for many years. And, you know, it's nice to be around people like that that get to, you know, you get to perform with and become friends with. It's just a huge appreciation to be around folks like that in the industry that you look to listen to and grow up listening to. It's just something I really enjoy.
Right. Someone you've just looked, like you said, looked up to and really enjoyed. And then to have, oh, that just must have been really fun. Good for you.
It was.
And I understand that you're a designer and builder of amazing barns.
Well,
being a farmer. Wow.
Well, yeah, we farm a lot here. I've got a little farm that we own here in southwestern Ohio. We grow hay and we have horses and donkeys and there's plenty of work to do here. So, you know, I've always been around the farm life. And my dad, you know, he was pretty amazing, talented guy, other than music, too. You know, he could fix old barns and do different things. And I kind of watched Dad, and I got to learn different things at a young age. And I'm thankful for that. I had the opportunity to see things and learn things. And so, you know, I kind of took in his direction and his footsteps that way, too. And so I've always enjoyed building these agricultural barns and being in the farm life. It's a real thing about me. You know, when people get to see, you know, they hear the country music and then they don't necessarily know, but I really have appreciation for the country way of life as a whole. You know, the music, country, the country hard work, the hay baling, the farm way of life. It's just something I love being around and I love doing. And I'm so fortunate that I'm in a situation and finally an environment where I can enjoy everything. And it's just my way of life. I love it.
That is awesome. As I mentioned, I talked to a gentleman yesterday, and we're friends, and I have him on my show, and he's second-generation farmer as well up in Canada. And so we were talking about that and growing your own food and just amazing things, you know. I just learned so much from him every time we talk. But, yeah, so he's a farmer too, and we were talking about growing your own food and potatoes and it's just pretty cool, you know, and being a second or third generation farmer, as you said, Richard, you learn so much from your family, which you can, you know, bring down to your children, which is really cool, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I think that a lot of folks don't necessarily have that opportunity these days, and you know, we have a big old barn here on our farm, and three or four times a year we'll have a major act, you know, a Nashville artist. We had the Confederate Railroad with us here at our farm a couple weeks ago. And, you know, to see that and to see people come here and they get to enjoy the music and they can see and enjoy, you know, the hay fields, smell the fresh cut hay and look across the pasture and see the horses and the different things that we have here at the farm. It's amazing to hear people talk because they love that way of life. And it's becoming harder and harder to find, and that just makes me appreciate it that much more.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. I'll tell you what, if it was up to me, I would definitely we live on just shy of an acre, you know, which is nice, but I would love to just, like, have 5 or 10 acres and, like you said, horses and donkeys and pygmy goats and just farm animals, and I could definitely do that.
Absolutely, it's a work of passion. You have to love it.
You do. That's what I hear. You definitely do. That's awesome. So, Richard, anything else you'd like to let everybody know about you?
Well, you know, I just want people to know that I really appreciate the fact that there's a lot of interest these days in the music that we're doing. And for the folks that, you know, are learning about us, I'd just like to invite them to our website and all our social media places where you can, you know, you can purchase our music or you can see all the different places around the country. Just go to RichardLynchBand.com, and there's a lot of folks around the area that we're getting to meet and connect, and if somebody's interested in meeting us, just go to our website, see where we're at, come up and shake our hand and say howdy to us, because we love meeting folks, and that's just something that, you know, that I really enjoy doing, and that, you know, some people say, you know, Richard, you're doing this, you're doing that. Yeah, I'm a single guy that everybody's known for all these years. I'm just having a little more success these days, but I love meeting mm-hmm. people and having the opportunity to do these radio shows, and it's just, I'm so thankful. I can just say that. I love meeting folks. So hopefully we can meet your listeners out there and shake and howdy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're just real and your music is timeless. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on my show today, Richard. It was really a pleasure to meet you.
Well, Catherine, honey, I hope we get to do this again. And thank you for the opportunity once again. And hopefully we'll cross paths here soon.
That would be fantastic, Richard. All the best to you and your family, and thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye, Richard. So, everyone, that was Richard Lynch. What a great man. Awesome interview. So his website, again, is richardlynchband.com, and it's a really cool website, by the way, too. So there's lots of really, really good information on there. So go ahead and check him out. I know you'll love his music as much as I do. So thanks again, Richard, and I hope everyone has a beautiful Sunday. Okay, bye, bye, bye.